Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. Why are so many people quitting alcohol? What is going on out there? It's like everywhere you look, there's somebody else that's just stopped drinking. Maybe a friend just quit. Maybe a family member just quit. Maybe you're looking online and then see some celebrity story. Then you look on YouTube and this person stopped drinking. And then you're seeing this stop drinking company. And then you're seeing this 0% alcohol. It's like everywhere you look, it's like this new wave of everybody's just not drinking anymore. But why is this happening? What's going on? I mean, if you actually go and look at the statistics, there's only a very few percentage shifts in how many people do and don't drink. It's not like the whole world's actually stopping drinking. Alcohol companies are still making billions. You walk down the street and if you go past a bar, it's still filled with people. But at the same time, it almost seems like everybody else is stopping. Well, today in this video, I'm going to explain exactly why this is happening. And it's not what you think. Right? I have made a video talking about, you know, how the world is becoming more competitive and how more people are sharing their stories online. But I actually realized something recently. I realized that it's actually something totally different. It's not about the world being more competitive, but we'll get into this. But once you understand why so many people are stopping drinking, it will make your journey 10 times easier, because I saw a pattern, and this pattern will change the game for you. So last night, I was on the phone to my Nana, and me and my Nana, we have a very good relationship. We call regularly, we stay in touch, and she actually watches the videos, so shout out to you, Nana, if you're watching this, hello. Now, she said something to me on the call last night that she's never actually shared before, and she won't mind me sharing this, it's not too personal, but she said something. She said, "Leon, do you know what? I just wish I never drank." And she said that if I had access to the information and a channel like yours, you know, 30, 40 years ago, there's no way I would have ever touched the stuff. And she said, you know, different people come to this realization at different points in their life, and she's coming to this realization now that there really is nothing in alcohol. There's no benefit to gain from drinking this drug. You literally gain absolutely nothing, and she's now realizing that all it does is take from you. Now, obviously, if you think alcohol gives you something, of course you're going to drink it, right? The same way that if you think exercise is going to give you something, you're going to exercise. If you truly believe alcohol gives you something, you'll continue to consume the stuff. But she's come to this realization of, yeah, Leon's right. Like, these ideas are right. There's really nothing to gain from drinking alcohol. Now, my Nana's not drank for a while, but then I thought to myself, wow, even my Nana, like, everybody's just not drinking anymore. And it got me thinking, why is this happening? I think about my friends, and hardly any of my friends drink alcohol. And in fact, when people join the Sober Clear program, the coaching program that I run, soberclear.com, they also start to comment on this. They say that they go to a bar, they go to a party where they were worried about not drinking, but then they look around and it's like so many other people weren't drinking. And they can't quite explain it. But on that phone call to my Nana the other night, everything clicked in my mind. It was like I could all of a sudden see. See, when I drank alcohol, everybody drank. I didn't know anybody that didn't drink. And if I did know somebody that just drank a little bit here and there, we were probably never going to be that close anyway. Because I had a motive, and my motive when I drank alcohol was to drink. If I finished work, I wanted to drink. If I wanted to go out and socialize, I wanted to go out with somebody that drank. I didn't want to go out with a non-drinker that was just going to sit there while I was necking four beers at the end of a work shift or something like that. No, I wanted to be with somebody where we could enjoy a glass of wine, where we could socialize over a few beers, where we could go out at nighttime and go to some, I don't know, some bar, some restaurant. And in my head, everybody drank. And it would be weird to not drink. That's how I used to see the world. When I lived in London, I tried this career in recruitment, right? Like I went there and everybody in that office drank. You know, I'd go out after work and we'd walk around the city and I'd see beer gardens filled with people. We'd go and sit in those beer gardens and everybody drank. And if you saw my previous video that I spoke about, if you click up here, you can see some other reasons why people are stopping drinking. But this is literally 5.5 years ago. I stopped drinking 5.5 years ago, and we can't say that the world has shifted that much in 5.5 years. But at the same time, it feels like it has. And like I said, it clicked. What you are experiencing right now in your external world, when you're seeing people stop drinking alcohol, has got nothing to do with what's actually going on in the world. It has everything to do with your inner world. All that's happening is something's changing on the inside. There's something changing in your inner world, in your beliefs, in your view of alcohol, and that's just getting reflected to you in the external world. I know that sounds a little bit strange, But it's almost like this mirror effect. If you're seeing that everybody's seemingly stopping drinking, something is changing within you. Either it's already changed and you're already on this path and you're already not drinking, or maybe not. Maybe you're questioning your beliefs around alcohol and you're starting to see new information. Stuff that before you would have totally ignored, like maybe a video like mine, is something that you're not scrolling past anymore. It's like, oh, that's matching with these ideas that I've had, click. Whereas before you might have been tone deaf to hearing somebody that's just stopped drinking. Now it's like, oh, you stopped drinking. And as your inner world changes, everything that gets reflected to you in the external world starts to change as well. That's all that's going on here. It's not that everybody's stopping drinking, because they're not. You know, the companies are still making a tremendous amount of profit, but all that's happening is your reality is changing. Now, why is this a good thing? And why does this even matter? And how can you actually take advantage of this? Well, I always talk about how stopping drinking is about changing your beliefs around alcohol. That's the foundation of everything, right? Coaching can be helpful, communities can be helpful, but the foundation of stopping drinking lies on your beliefs around alcohol. Because once you change your inner world, once you change your thought process, once you're able to see an advertisement of alcohol and quickly go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Once you're able to get a thought of drinking and then think, why would I want to drink that? Well, once you're changing these inner conversations that are happening in your mind and you're ignoring the conditioning and you're ignoring the marketing and you're able to kind of catch that inner talk, well, once you get a solid foundation there, that's when your external world starts shifting. That's when you start attracting different people into your life where relationships don't revolve around drinking. That's when you start seeing things online. That's when you start, you know, being receptive to these messages. And the way that you take advantage of this is you use first principles thinking. You break the problem down into its component parts and you start changing beliefs. That's all first principles thinking is. It's breaking problems down into their component parts, studying the individual ideas of each of the component parts of the problem and changing things. And we're able to do this with anything. I remember there was a time when I had a scooter. So when I first moved to Thailand, I'd ride around on this moped, this, you know, 125cc. And then my friend let me go on his motorbike. So he had a Kawasaki 650cc. And it was the first time I went on a big bike. And I came back to my 125cc scooter. And it just felt so slow. It felt so boring. And I was like, right, I need to upgrade. I need to get a motorbike. And now it's on my mind and I'm thinking about it. And then it was like, all I could see everywhere were big motorbikes. Literally, I couldn't see scooters anymore. I just saw motorbike, 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 motorbike. And because I was in the market for a motorbike, it was like all I could see. And of course I ended up getting the motorbike. I don't ride bikes anymore. Listen, I just think it's just way too dangerous. And I get a little bit carried away when I'm on a motorbike. So I stopped riding now, but you get the point. My inner conversations had changed. My external worldview started to change. So the way that we can take advantage of this is we need to start analyzing our worldview, our inner conversations, our beliefs. This is exactly what I do in my program. In the Sober Clear program, this is what it's all about. It's about diving into these individual beliefs. Now, I'm not saying you need my program. Would it be helpful? Of course it would be helpful, but it's not necessary. It'll shortcut the process. It'll make it easier, but you can catch these ideas yourself. But if you're recognizing that everybody's stopping drinking, guess what? You're on the right path. And if you keep going, guess what's going to happen? Your entire life will change. Listen, I promise you. I don't know if you've stopped drinking yet. You might be a few months into things. You might not be though. You might be in that place where you're still trying to figure it out. And I promise you, keep on this path. If you go to soberclear.com, you can find out a little bit more about how I work with people, how I help people, but just keep it going. You've got this. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.